This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Of the Tuesday afternoon service of July the 7th, 1992, Glenn Miller is teaching on curses. Verse 17 of Isaiah, it says, "They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree in the midst, eating swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse shall be consumed together, saith the Lord." Enough said. Well, let's go back to what we got up here to study and talk about. You got enough to think about now with that for the rest of the week. Irma may tell you, in fact, we'll see that she does before the camp meeting is over in one afternoon. She'll tell you about how we came to the understanding of abominable things. The incident that happened, well, if you've got the tape of the Arkansas story, it's on the back of that tape. On 65 and 4, yes, I knew there was another scripture there in Isaiah about that. Anyway, let's go back over here to Deuteronomy. We'll go to chapter 28. Chapter 28 in Deuteronomy. Okay. Verse 15. "It shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field, and cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land, and the increase of thy kind and thy flocks and of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing and vexation and rebuke in all that thou settest thy hand unto for to do, until you be destroyed, and until you perish quickly, because of the wickedness of thy doings, whereby thou hast forsaken me. And the Lord shall make the pestilence and the consumption," and so forth. I taught on that either last time or time before, that these areas, and Dr. Deneau made me a list of all of them, and we went down the list and dealt with every one of these items that are listed on down through here for the next several verses, for the next about 20 verses or more that are listed here. But God says that these curses will overtake you, and they'll be vexation and rebuke and will destroy you, and they'll come quickly and you'll perish because of the wickedness. God says that if you do these things, he considers them wickedness. And he says that you have forsaken me by doing them. Now, turn the page over, and verse 58 says, "If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God, then the Lord will make thy plagues wonderful, many, and great, and the plagues of thy seed," okay, there's your generational curse, "of your seed, even great plagues, and of long countenance, of sore sickness," and he repeats it, "and long countenance. Moreover, he will bring upon thee all the diseases of Egypt, which thou wast afraid of, and they shall cleave unto thee." He says that he'll bring upon us if we do not obey his word. We are asking for the diseases. "Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed." And I'll tell you, the plague of AIDS is one that's not written in this law, and it's a curse from God, because of rebellion against God and sin. And also, they haven't found a cure for cancer yet, and that also may be a curse that's not written in this book. But if we went back and went through the things that God lists here that will come upon us, I think there are, what, Doc? I think there's 39 different areas, isn't there, that medical science says is diseases. And all of them are found, the basis of all of them are found in the book of Deuteronomy. Well, there we are. And here we are. And all of us, myself included, although I've studied this for a long time, for a few years anyway, I believe we still do not understand all the curses that we're under, and neither do I believe that all of us are yet out from under them. Because there are different areas, that keep cropping up in different phases that bring us a new understanding in these areas. And there's the curse of rebellion, which we find, I wasn't rebellious. Yeah, but maybe your grandfather was, and now your grandchildren are rebellious, or your children are rebellious. Curse of rebellion, which isn't called out here in this area. But this afternoon, now, we're going to bring these curses up before the Lord, some of them, what we can here, and we're going to deal with them, and we're going to take authority over them, and we're going to break them. Now, I need to explain one more thing. You say, well, I thought all that got taken care of when I got saved. And I thought that too, and my tradition, my Pentecostal tradition taught me that. And so I had to sort that out to see why that wasn't so. And the Lord showed me that John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Is that all the verse? That's the problem. We want to quit there. See, but the rest of the verse says that whosoever believeth in him should be saved. So, God gave his Son for the world, but if the world doesn't believe, there's no salvation. The Lord showed me that that was the same thing that's true of the curses. But I was under the impression, because of my Pentecostal tradition, that when I got saved, all the curses were taken care of. But God showed me that that's not so. The Lord showed me that the curses apply the same as salvation. And that you have to take and appropriate Galatians 3:13, just as you have to appropriate John 3:16 for salvation, you have to appropriate Galatians 3:13 to have the authority to break the curses. The curses, God is sovereign. And I've seen people get saved, come down to the altar, and get saved and get delivered from alcohol and cigarettes and cursing and all at one time. But I've seen a lot of other people who didn't get delivered, and they got saved. But they didn't get delivered. And that's the way it is. So then we have to apply and appropriate Galatians 3:13 that Jesus became our curse when he hung on the tree and take Satan's rights away and break the curses that we've come under and that our ancestors are under that are followed down the family line that we are bearing because of the sins of our fathers. Now, as the tree fell, so be it. We can do nothing for our dead ancestors. But we can take dominion and authority over the curse that's come down the family line because of their sins, and apply and appropriate the blood of Jesus and the fact that Jesus became our curse and break those curses from off of our family line and from off of us. Now, the ones that bother us the most, we see, the ones are the sexual sins, that area, and in the area of sickness. Yeah, so those we see the most. But there's the other areas of rebellion. Now, just the one about you shall not make light of your parents. See, that's a curse, just as much of a curse as all the rest of them. One curse is no worse than the other. They're all the same. And so if we've done that, then we're under that curse. Or if some of our ancestors did, three or four generations back, we're still under that curse. We need to be set free from it. We need to have that broken off of us. We need to have the blood of Jesus applied and appropriated to these areas of our life so that we can be set free from it. Well, I'm going to ask Dr. Noe to come up here and take my place. And he's going to pray a prayer with us, with all of us. And then he's going to take authority and begin to break these curses from off of us and set us free from these areas that we've been bound by or are bound by that we're not even aware of in our life. And Irma and I done pretty good here. We've an hour and 15 minutes we've gotten through this, which is amazing that we've done. Dr. Noe.
Praise your name, Lord God. Lord, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord God. Great is your name, Lord God. Great and mighty God.
We just praise you, Lord God.
Oh, we praise you and we bless you, Lord God. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord God. Oh, God, we praise you, Lord God. You're the deliverer, Lord God. You're the deliverer, Lord God. You're the healer, Lord. You're the deliverer, Lord God. Oh, without you, we can't do anything, Lord God.
Oh, God, without you, we can't do anything, Lord. Without you, Lord. You're the giver of all good gifts, Lord God. Oh, Lord, all authority emanates from your throne, Lord God. Lord, it's in you. Oh, Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. Okay. Let's sit down now. And put both feet on the floor.
You know, some of you may be thinking, well, I don't believe a word he said. That's all right. You haven't got me to argue with. You got the scripture to argue with, not me. And if you want to argue with the Lord, then that's between you and him. I have my Doc and Irma and I, we're clean.
Praise God. Is a holy, a righteous, and a just God. And he balances his justice and mercy with judgment. And I talked to you 2 days ago about the things that make God mad. And I said that God is a merciful God. He's merciful. He's long-suffering. But he must judge sin. If he did not judge sin, he would not be a righteous God. The only message that any prophet ever had was repent. Isaiah said, repent, though your sins be as scarlet, you shall be as white as snow. Jeremiah said, repent. John the Baptist came and said, repent, the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus came and said, repent and believe the good news. And what's the good news? Jesus came to heal us and set us free. He said that I have come to, he said this, well, Luke verse chapter 4, verse 18, said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me is because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And you go back to that word deliverance. Do you know what that means in the Greek? It means freedom as a result of a pardon. That's what he means. He pardons you. If you will confess your sins, it says, if we will confess our sins, he is just and faithful to forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Not only will he cleanse you, he will forgive this, will cleanse you of the guilt that's come down through your family line. Oh, dear God, my great-great-grandfather was an Indian shaman who was an idolater. He sold me to the devil before I was born. And the iniquities that he had done came forth in my life. And he sent into my life a man of God. A little old man that I thought was creepy. I didn't like him. He bothered me. He made my skin crawl. And he called my wife and he said, Doc's supposed to be at my house tonight. I'm having a man to pray for Vine. And Doc's supposed to be here. We're going to have a prayer meeting. And God's witnessed it to me. I didn't want to go, but I did. Praise God, I went. And the man pointed me out. He was 75 years old. And he looked at me and he said, you were sold to the devil before you were born. That your grandfather, great-great-grandfather, was an Indian shaman, a Choctaw. And I said, you're right. But he was Sioux. He said, no, it was Choctaw. And he was right. When I went back and checked the genealogy, he was right. He said, you want to be free? Yes, I want to be free. He said, repent of the sins of your ancestors and hold up your hands. And I did, and I looked up into a blinding light, and God set me free. He set me free, and the next day at the hospital, the nurses said, what happened to you? Wasn't it 2 days later, one who knew me real well sat down and said, what happened to you? You changed. You're not the same person. I said, really? I said, what do you mean, what happened to me? She said, well, you don't have your biting sarcasm that you used to have. You don't have the violent temper you used to have. He said, you know, we can talk to you now. We all were scared. We used to be scared of you. Scared of me? But the beautiful thing is that I've had God set me free. And he'll set you free. He'll set you free. I can tell you he changed my life. He set me free. The people could tell there was a difference. I didn't have to go out and tell anybody. They told me. Praise you, Lord God.
And that deliverance, it means pardon, means freedom. Freedom from the oppression of the enemy. That word, that captive, means prisoner of war. That's what it means in the Greek, prisoner of war. And he said, we have pardoned you for the sins of your ancestors because you asked us to, and we have set you free from all the iniquity of your great-great-grandfather. Oh, my friends, I tell you, it's real in the name of Jesus now. I want you to all hold up your hands now. We're going to pray. Say, dear Lord, I love you, Lord. Lord, I want to be free. I want to be free of these things that bind me, Lord God, that torment me. Oh, Lord, I repent of the sins of my ancestors, the sins and my own sins of disobeying your law. Lord, I ask forgiveness on the blood of Jesus Christ. You say in your word, Lord, in 1 John 1:9, if we will repent and confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, I claim your cleansing. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that set me free. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we repent of all the sins of our ancestors. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. In the name of Jesus. Lord, now we break all the curses. Say, Lord, I stand in prayer and in faith, and I do break all the curses on my life from the sins of my ancestors. I break the curse of incest, the curse of illegitimacy, the curse of disobeying your law, the curse of robbing you, not paying my tithe, not paying my tithe with a cheerful heart, with a grateful heart, for you have given me of your own, for everything is yours. Lord, I repent. Forgive me. In the name of Jesus. I break these curses. I break the curse of sexual immorality, of oral genital sex, of perversion, of incest. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bestiality and homosexuality. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Set me free. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I forgive anyone who's ever hurt me, abused me, or used me, in the name of Jesus. I forgive them, Lord. We'll wait a few minutes, and the Holy Spirit will bring to mind anybody specifically that you need to forgive. For if you hold unforgiveness in your heart, you separate yourself from God. He says, I will not forgive your sins if you hold unforgiveness in your heart. Lord, I ask you to bless these people. Say, Lord, I ask you to bless these people who've hurt me. I ask you to bless them abundantly. For your word says, bless those who curse you, who use you, abuse you, that you may be a child of your Father who is in heaven.
Thank you, Lord. And we come against the curse of death in the name of Jesus. Spirit of death, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. I bind you. And I cast you out. Spirit of poverty, the Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. I bind you. And I cast you out. I break the curse of the vagabond. I repent of returning evil for good. Of my ancestors returning evil for good. In the name of Jesus, I break these curses. I break the curse of poverty over my life. In the name of Jesus, I claim the blessing of Lord's provision for those who tithe. In the name of Jesus. Praise your name, Lord God. Now I'm going to call out some spirits. Now keep your feet on the floor and concentrate on what I say. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of poverty now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of poverty, turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Come on out, spirit of poverty, in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Spirit of death, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the vagabond. Vagabond spirit, turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. All you vagabond spirits, all you poverty spirits in the name of Jesus. All you deceiving spirits, spirit of the deceiver, deceiving spirits. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All you deceiving spirits, all you lying spirits, all you spirits of deception and lying in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. All you spirits that refuse to praise God in the name of Jesus, that want the glory for yourself. All you spirits of pride and ego and vanity in the name of Jesus, turn God's people loose. Spirits that won't praise God in the name of Jesus, turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. They would bind up God's praises in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. All you spirits that refuse to pay tithes in the name of Jesus. All you sexual spirits, all you spirits of sexual immorality in the name of Jesus. I bind you, all you homosexual spirits, in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now, all you sexual spirits, in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose, all you incest spirits, in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose, incest, sexual immorality, in the name of Jesus. Spirits of fornication, in the name of Jesus. Bestiality, in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now, all you spirits of sexual immorality. Turn them loose now, turn them loose now. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, turn God's people loose. Turn them loose now. All you people, turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose now. All you spirits, in the name of Jesus. Now we speak to the infirmity spirits, spirits of infirmity that have come in, spirits of madness and insanity that came in the name of Jesus through the curses, spirits of insanity in the name of Jesus. Insanity, madness, paranoia in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people. Leave God's people in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. All you skin diseases, I come against the botch in the name of Jesus. I come against psoriasis in the name of Jesus. All you infirmity spirits, Jesus bore our infirmities and our sorrows and our sickness and our pain. And by your stripes, we were healed. We bind this in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, psoriasis, turn them loose now. All you psoriasis spirits, all you spirits of boils and impetigo and eczema in the name of Jesus, all you spirits of high blood pressure and hypertension, I bind you. Spirits of hypertension and high blood pressure, I bind you. In the name of Jesus, turn God's people loose. All spirits of cardiac failure in the name of Jesus, of myocarditis in the name of Jesus, all you myocardial spirits, myocarditis in the name of Jesus, all you spirits of myocardial infarction in the name of Jesus. All you heart attack spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All you spirits of carditis in the name of Jesus. Of cardiac failure in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose. All you spirits of pleurisy in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. All you pleuridinous spirits in the name of Jesus. All you hepatic spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Come them loose. In the name of Jesus, all you spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, all you spirits of emphysema in the name of Jesus,
Emphysema spirits in the name of Jesus. Asthma spirits in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of smothering, smothering spirits in the name of Jesus. Leave God's people, all you smothering spirits. Shortness of breath spirits. Hypertension spirits. Hyperventilation spirits. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you infirmity spirits, leave God's people. Leave them now in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits of hypertension in the name of Jesus. Come on out of God's people. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Come on out in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you people, in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of diabetes in the name of Jesus. Diabetes. We break the curse of diabetes in the name of Jesus. We break that curse in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits of pneumonia and myocarditis and pneumonitis in the name of Jesus. All you pneumonitis spirits. All you spirits of pneumonitis, lung damage, and bronchiectasis in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus. All you stomach spirits, you spirits of ulcers, stomach ulcers, hiatal hernias in the name of Jesus Christ. Stomach ulcers, hyperacidity in the name of Jesus Christ. Indigestion in the name of Jesus Christ. Acid stomach in the name of Jesus Christ. Belching in the name of excessive gas in the name of Jesus. All you spirits, turn them loose now. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Jesus was made a curse for us in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus bore our curses. Jesus bore our infirmities. By His stripes we've been healed. You've got no right to God's people. By the blood of Jesus Christ, you turn God's people loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All you spirits of duodenus and duodenitis in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose now. All you spirits of colitis in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of diabetes and pancreatitis in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All you spirits of thyroiditis in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn them loose in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of Graves' disease, in Jesus' name, turn them loose. Thyroiditis in the name of Jesus Christ. Hashimoto in the name of Jesus. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I bind all of you in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name. Pancreatitis, I bind you in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of enteritis now. Spirits of enteritis in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Spirits of enteritis now. Spirits of enteritis in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Crohn's disease. Crohn's, the spirit of Crohn's, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of Crohn's, come out, Crohn's, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. You got no right to God's people. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spastic colon in the name of Jesus and diverticulitis in the name of Jesus. Spasm, muscle spasm, colon spasm in the name of Jesus. Come on out, spastic colon. Come out in the name of Jesus. All you spastic colon spirits in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All you spirits of proctitis, come out. Prolapsing rectum, come out in the name of Jesus. All you spirits of prolapse, come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. All you cystitis in the name of Jesus. Pilitis in the name of Jesus. Come out. All kidney stones. All spirits of kidney stones come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Turn them loose now in the name of Jesus. All bloody flux in the name of Jesus Christ. All glomerulonephritis in the name of Jesus. Prostatitis in the name of Jesus. Hypertrophy in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus. All cancer. Spirits of cancer. Cancer of the stomach. Cancer of the kidney, cancer of the muscle, in the name of Jesus, cancer of the lung, cancer of the brain, all you cancer spirits, cancer of the womb, cancer of the breast, cancer of the cervix, in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn loose. Come on out in the name of Jesus. All you cancer spirits, turn God's people loose. I curse you, cancer. Cancer, I curse you to your roots, and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to cervicitis. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to all cervicitis and vaginitis in the name of Jesus Christ. And Bartholinus in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out in the name of Jesus, all of you. I speak to chlamydia. I speak to all herpetic lesions in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to herpetic lesions, herpes zoster, herpes stomatitis in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to all herpes lesions. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. All you herpetic lesions, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. I speak to all spirits of myositis now. Muscle spasm. muscle spasm in the name of Jesus. I speak to all spirits, the displaced back, bone disease. I speak to all bone disease in the back in the name of Jesus Christ. I say line up with the Word of God. I speak to degenerating disc in the name of Jesus. I speak to degenerating disc in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise your name. Those of you who got degenerating disc, hold up your hand and receive God's grace. In the name of Jesus, I speak to all degenerating disc in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and restoration to them. I say, be gone, spirits of degenerating disc in the name of Jesus. We speak healing and restoration now. Healing, God's healing in the name of Jesus. Turn them loose now. Oh, Lord, fill them with your healing grace, Lord God. Heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Healing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Healing, Lord. Lord, you're the healer. Lord, you're the healer. Heal his disc in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heal his backbones in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Line his backbones up with the Word of God, Lord. For it says that you, we have been healed by your stripes. We were healed. We have been healed by your stripes, Lord God. Heal his backbones. Heal his whiplashes in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Heal his whiplashes in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Loose these spirits, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Loose these Katanga spirits, these serpentine spirits, Lord, these spirits of the serpent, Lord God, that would tear these people's backbones in the name of Jesus, Lord. Loosen them in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and restoration. I speak fire and burning and destruction upon these spirits that won't come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God. Heal them, Lord. I speak whiplash in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak healing to the whiplash disease. I speak in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your healing grace, Lord. Thank you for your healing, Lord God. I speak healing to the kidneys now, Lord God. I speak restoration to the kidneys in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Healing and restoration to God's people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Healing, Lord God. Oh, God, fill your people, Lord God. Fill them with your healing grace, Lord God. Float all these things out, Lord God. Fill them with your healing grace in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, I speak healing now, Lord God. Healing to the muscles and the tissue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. People who are having sore muscles, Lord God, and tired muscles, Lord God, and weak muscles, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing and restoration to them now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, pour your grace into them, Lord. Oh, Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I speak to eyes now, Lord God. Lord, I speak to cataracts. Oh, God. Lord, I speak to the spirit of cataracts now in the name of Jesus. I break any curses over them. I speak to the spirit of cataracts now, and I say, be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I speak healing and restoration to cataracts, Lord. Oh, God, healing to cataracts and bad eyes and weak eyes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Healing, Lord. Oh, God, let your healing grace pour down, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus. Fill these people, Lord God. Fill your people, Lord. Fill us, Lord. Fill us with your grace, Lord. Lord, we repent, Lord. Oh, God, we repent, Lord. Heal us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Praise your name.
In the name of Jesus.
Heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord God. Lord, I speak to the ears now, Lord God. Lord, I speak to the ringing ears. I speak to the spirit of labyrinthitis now. I say, be gone from in the name of Jesus. I speak to the deaf ears. And I say, hear. I speak to the deaf spirits in the name of Jesus. And I say, be gone. Spirit of deafness, I bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Come on out of them now. Don't you tear them. Just come out of them in the name of Jesus. Spirits of deafness. Death spirits. Deaf and dumb spirits in the name of Jesus. Turn God's people loose. All you deaf and dumb spirits in the name of Jesus. Spirits of deafness. Spirits of deafness, turn God's people loose. Spirits of ringing in the ears, turn God's people loose. Spirits of dizziness and vertigo, turn God's people loose. I bind all of you. And by the authority of the living God, I say, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. Healing. Healing to the inner ear. Healing for the deafness. Healing for the dizziness. In the name of Jesus. Hear healing for the buzzing sounds in the name of Jesus. Be gone, buzzing sound, in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, pour your grace out on your people, Lord God. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Let's all stand up and praise him a little bit. Oh, Jesus, we praise you, Lord God. Praise your name, Lord God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.